Yes, good morning. It is Dubai Today with myself, Alex Cappermurdoch, Damien Spinner-Reed, and joining us in the studio from Diva. It is, of course, Francesca and Lisa. Thank you very much. Now, we're talking about pole fit, and of course, there's a lot of interest in this, as I said. Francesca, just tell us, I'm really struggling to call you Francesca. Francesca, just tell us about the history and where pole fit comes from.
Of course. Okay, so pole fitness originally, its history is closely linked to Chinese pole and Malakam performed in India. But there's no kind of official link to the two, but the kind of structure of it, if you like, is very similar. But mainly it came out of the circus, from circus performers. And then back in the, I would say, the 1920s in America, that's when it became sort of more modernized pole fit as we would know today. Then there's sort of a few ladies in the US and in the UK and Europe that have really pushed forward with this idea of pole fitness and teaching it to the masses, if you like. Mm. There's a couple of there's a few competitions running now internationally as well, all over the world, sort of from Brazil to the UK to, you know, Sweden and places like that. So a couple of the sort of international competition winners actually came from Cirque du Soleil, and they actually perform still now to this day in the circus. So it's got actually quite a versatile and interesting history, but mainly from circus performing, which obviously, you know, as a child, I always wanted to run away with the circus. So for me, it's weird.
I thought you did, actually. Obviously, there's that, when we think of pole, we automatically think of the dancing side of things and how it went down that route. But was it then difficult to get people to see the you know, aerobics and circus side element to it?
I would say obviously once people see the way that we teach it and the way you perform it and the way obviously you know we both train ourselves, it's very, very closely linked to aerial hoop and trapeze. Once you get
silks,
to an advanced,
yeah,
and silks everything. As well. So any aerial arts, really, I personally would class, and I'm sure Lisa would agree with me, would class pole as an aerial art. Once you get up to advanced level, a lot of the moves across the board are actually interchangeable with hoop. So I would say, if you wanted to classify it, it's maybe a little bit difficult to classify. It's still, you know, the industry's still in its infancy. It's still growing.
This is the aim,
here
isn't
in
it?
The rest of the world. But the aim is to be able to get it into a fitness industry, to get it recognized. There's a push in Europe at the moment to get it in the 2016 Olympics in Brazil.
Wow.
So what they're doing at the moment is they're running, actually this weekend is an international competition for all the winners of other various international pole competitions worldwide to come to London in the UK in an Olympic venue and obviously compete. I think they've got women's, men's, and then singles and doubles for both as
there's
well.
There's men's and doubles?
Surprisingly, there's a few
Spinner,
men.
We've got a new challenge.
Men are always the ones to envy, though, because obviously they've got a little bit more natural power and strength than we do. So.
Yeah, supernatural.
But yeah, so they're doing the, you know, doing like an Olympic regulated international competition. It's the first of its kind. Again, happening this weekend for anyone that might want to catch up on it over the internet. So once that pushes through, the next stop is the Olympics. So we'll see how it goes. But we've got a... I've lost my words now. We've got an international pole board. So it's called the IPDFA, which Lisa will just inform me about because we're actually involved with them as well.
Before we go into that, Lisa, I have to ask you, is this something that you and your husband do together?
Pole fitness?
Yeah.
Not together. Although I've tried many times to get him to give it a whirl, but he's a little bit reluctant.
Oh dear, what is it about these boys? How did you get involved yourself? When did you start?
Well, back in the UK, because it's so popular over there, through friends and classes and really got my own pole and started to self-teach. And then, like, again, it's addictive. You can't not be hooked. So, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I was being whipped away to move to Dubai. So I had to think on my feet. How am I going to maintain my pole fitness and my desire to spread it, you know, across the UAE when I'm over here? So I had to really dig deep and try and get this pole fitness recognized as a as really as a federation and an association and regulated.
And so this is where the IPDFA comes in.
That's right.
Which is?
International Pole Dance Fitness Association. It's a globally known association, and it will be, we're in talks at the moment just to try and get ourselves hooked up with them and finalise on a course structure that fits around the Middle East, really, and then get it regulated over here so that all the other schools that are practicing have to be regulated, and it has to be run all under the same hat and done properly. So it's just to ensure the long-term survival of pole out here, really.
Yeah.
Because it can so badly be done, and that can't be risked. We don't want anyone doing
doing
it the wrong way.
We're trying to sort of implement as well like a health and safety structure. So
case you fall off upside down.
Well, in case you fall off upside down, yeah. There has only been one incident. I'd just like to put that out there.
Was it you?
It wasn't me, no. Thankfully it wasn't me. Basically, we just want to get a standard of health and safety, because once you get to an intermediate advanced level, you're really coming into the zone of gymnastics, and that's when we're pulling out the crash mats.
So when is a good time to start doing this type of fitness? Because I don't know.
Absolutely any time.
Any age.
So it's something that young kids can do as well.
And I'd like to also say I've actually been training my mother. So
have you?
Yes, my mother's in her 50s, so... she probably shouldn't have told you all that she was in her 50s, but thankfully she's out of the country.
Doesn't look like she's in her 50s.
Yeah. So any age, really. And our classes as well are any age, absolutely any age. Anyone of any shape, size, anyone who's never done fitness and wants to get into it, anyone that's super fit.
But anyone, no, ladies only.
Ladies only, yeah. Definitely ladies only.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, it doesn't sound like too many of the boys want to have a go. Damien, you want to go?
But it is interesting that you say that There are pole fitness classes for guys.
Yeah.
That they do compete. What kind of person would be best suited? Would it be like a gymnast kind of, like you see the
athletes?
It depends. Again, men can also start from sort of any level. If you're wanting to get into fitness and using it to train, uses your body weight against you, so it's, you know, like doing sort of your pull-ups and stuff.
Yeah, many guys are surprised at how tough it is.
Yes.
I've thrown a few at the pole.
You throw a few men at the pole and they look at you and think, oh, I can do that.
It's
and then
okay.
You're like, all right, then, this is the technique. You know, you break it down and you say, okay, have a go. Oh, wow, this is really, really hard. Why didn't you tell me about this? Oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like it.
So, different climbing
but we always
or
throw them in the most advanced move possible to start with, of course.
Yeah. Give them the old flagpole, have a go at
it. I'm thinking it's a piece of cake, when really it can be done.
I know some... I'm not even going to go there. We've had a load of messages start to come in, of course. 4001, if you would like to text in also. Search YouTube for the world's best pole dancer. It's absolutely amazing. This is something you told me to do, Fran.
Yeah.
And there was two of them, wasn't there? One of them's hilariously funny. But what it does show is if you work hard, it doesn't matter how old you are or what size you are, you can achieve things doing pole fit.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely have a look on YouTube. It's good. Mama G says, can older ladies do this? You've almost answered the question.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yes.
But what's the difference?
Is the answer. Yes.
What's the difference in training? And do you look at, I mean, do you have set classes for different age groups or different abilities?
At
or
the
how
moment,
does it work?
It's so mixed. I mean, everybody's throwing themselves at it. And until we have 10 classes a day, we couldn't really separate everybody.
Yeah, it's getting people at an entry level, a beginner level. So we structure the classes beginner, intermediate and advanced. So obviously at the moment we've just started up at a new studio at James and Alex Studio Media City. So at the moment we're kind of rebuilding the client database and getting new people in and getting the word out there. So we've got a lot of
new
people
faces,
that are coming back, but a lot of new
faces
as well. So at the moment, although we're running a mixed ability class, is what we've labelled it as, it is mainly beginner level. We've got a handful of girls that are probably looking to go up to intermediate level within the next couple of weeks.
And are they people who have like started in the last couple of years?
Yes, most of them, yeah. Some of them even just a year ago.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, it's like anything. It depends how much effort you want to put into it. If you train every day for 2 hours or 5 days a week for 2 hours, let's say, you're going to get real good real fast. And in a year, you'll be advanced. Easy.
How long did it take you then?
I would say when I first started, it was a long while back. And you didn't have a lot of these advanced handspring moves and some of the really hardcore body stuff. It's always progressing. There's over 300 moves out there that you can do now. So I would say
and when
probably
you think you've mastered them all, someone will come up with something
different. Yeah, there's always stuff different. And there's flexibility moves and there's strength moves and there's a combination of the two. And obviously everybody's body is different, so you'll find you're maybe better at one or the other. But I would say, and probably the same for Lisa, past 2 years we've been training really hard, and that's when we've got, you know, top of our game.
And you train really the ultimate point where you think, I've reached a really good level now, and you want to find things to challenge yourself, you know, that little bit more, and you'll look for things to that are a bit out there. Yeah.
And some of the pictures that you guys have on the likes of Facebook are absolutely incredible. They're unbelievable. Now, a couple more questions that have come in. I'm desperate to find aqua biking classes in Dubai. I'm a mother of two and I need to get back into fitness. Is there anything like this? If not, will this be a good starting point for me?
For sure. She's a mother of two, just got one on the way, so I'm got all that to come.
I was going to say, is it difficult for you? I mean, obviously you're quite heavily pregnant now. Are you still managing to do any sort of training?
Not now, no. I've been put on rest by the doctor, but I was still attempting my pole fitness regime up until about 5 months, and it started to get tricky, so I gave it a miss. But for aqua spinning was it she mentioned? Well, I've not heard of that.
Me, I was going to say, I've not heard. I've heard of aqua pole that they're doing in Spain, but I have not heard of aqua biking. No,
odd. But I would say, pole fitness is a joining diva classes at any stage, with or without children. I mean, there's so many other women that go there in the same position as you. Mm. So you attend, and you're not alone. You're surrounded by the rest of the group that are in the same place and all struggling at the same place with you. So, and again, all achieving at the same rate. So it's totally accessible for everybody. And again, the key point people join is having fun.
Definitely,
because you don't think about working out when you're doing a diva class.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. But I bet you feel it the next day as well.
Yeah, a lot of people come in and say, oh, I'm really sore down my back on my lats, or, you know, the top of your abs. But also we have, we work with two people a pole. So at the moment we've got a room full of six poles and we've got two people to each pole. So you're in a maximum class of 12 and a minimum class of 10.
Huh.
So you're working two to a pole. So if you come with a friend, for instance, then you can actually have a bit of a giggle, and you're kind of working as a team. So it's also a very social environment.
Is it, do you use music as well at the same time?
Yeah. And we've got sort of background music on, a little bit like you would in a circuit class. You've kind of got your background music.
Sure, but there's a lot of communication that needs to be done. Yeah. So the music is kind of hush-hush.
Dimmed down a bit, more background noise, because obviously we need to be able to coach. And then there's a lot of breaking things down. You've really got to break the moves down to teach
Rather than breaking things yourself.
Rather than screaming at everyone,
Listen, stay with us, because there's plenty more to talk about, and looking at the levels and the costs and how many classes there are going to be. But for the time being, just give us an idea of the locations that you're actually working out of at the moment.
The main location is at Media City, Concord Tower, Floor 8, Room 814.
So that's opposite the OSN building.
That's right.
Just parallel to the Arjan Ratana.
The studio is gorgeous. It's looking over the palm.
The sea and the ocean. It's
brilliant. But obviously, so you're hoping to expand on this and do.
Sure, we are expanding across the timetable at the moment, so it's growing slowly but surely. And
Busy. I bet it's full a lot of the time.
There is a waiting list.
We do have waiting lists.
Why the timetables is expanding.
Yeah. So we're kind of expanding as we go. I mean, for instance, we started off with just Monday nights at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got Tuesday nights at 7 as well. So now it's class 7 to 8.
Private sessions
as well. So you can have one-on-one coaching for people that maybe don't want to be in a class and just want to, you know, get a bit more confidence and build up some like a move repertoire.
Progression one-on-one
is much quicker. You cover a lot more. So fantastic. Yeah, and then obviously the waiting lists are on, and as we get more on the waiting list, we'll open up another class and so on and so forth.
And another one.